We are continuing today in Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Tas Zayin. So we continue. Kihine kishem she'in ola al gabi ha-mizbeach shalamata elosolos nekiya menufa b'shlosh esrei nafa shekvar tar legami mikol sig kach yef shalalos al ritzon mizbecha el yon lios ma'avodas ha-kel shalam b'bukheres ela muvchar shebemaisim ha-tar mikol sig. So if you remember again, we spoke about in yesterday's shir the concept of Tara, specifically again of the avoidance of a mitzvah shelo lishma, performing mitzvahs not for the correct or appropriate purposes. We spoke about three different categories, and here the Ramchal says that the same way that on the earthly altar, on the earthly mizbeach, you can't offer up flour unless it's been sifted 13 times, meaning the flour itself has to be pure, the flour itself has to be good. So too again, when it comes to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the goal is that our mitzvahs should be performed with pure intentions as well. Now the Ramchal qualifies this, and he says, well, not qualifies this, but he says, now again, a person shouldn't think that therefore if they can't do a mitzvah with absolute purity of intent, that the mitzvah is meaningless. Chas v'shalom, he says, remember, the Ribbono Shalom is appreciative with anything that we bring his way, right? Any mitzvah we do, the Ribbono Shalom has incredible akhar, so incredible gratitude for that. So a person shouldn't think that if I can't serve Hashem with purity of intent, that my act is therefore meaningless. Rather, umishalim schar amas lefi mashem amnam ala avoda tmima ani medaber haruya lechol oave Hashem beemes shelo yikara beze Hashem ela havoda hatohora legamre shelo tia hapnia ba el lishim yisparach velo lezulaso. So Ramchal says, in life in general, what we look towards is to find the absolute good, right? What is the goal? So the goal is to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any ulterior motives. As we described in yesterday's shir, that I serve Hashem for the sake of serving Hashem. I serve Hashem because it's a mitzvah to serve Hashem. I serve Hashem because I have the opportunity to serve Hashem. There's no desire for covet. There's no desire for reward. There's no hybrid model. I just serve for the sake of serving. So the Ramchal explains that one should at the same time understand that although this is the goal, even if I'm not able to reach that goal, my avoda still has dramatic importance in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Humash she'amar David HaMelech alav ha'shalom omer, midli b'shemayim ve'imcha lo chafatzti ba'aretz. V'amar kimochein, tzerufa imrascha ma'od v'avdecha aheva. So focusing a bit more on the second pasuk, literally tzerufa imrascha ma'od means, Hashem, your words are incredibly refined. And then Ramchal writes over here, he says, ki ha be'emes ha'avod ha'amitis tzricha lios tzrufa harbi yosim inazav min ha'kesef, the same way that gold and silver have to be purified multiple times in order to create a beautiful finished product, so spirituality, avodas Hashem, is the same way. V'hu ma she'amar ne'emar ala Torah imros Hashem amaros tohoros kesef tzaruf ba'ali la'aretz mizukak shivasayim. So the pasuk compares Torah to gold and silver, in the same way gold and silver only reach their true potential, right? You only bring out the complete beauty once they're refined multiple times. So too again, Torah, service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvos, is most coveted and most beautiful when it is refined. How do you refine spirituality? By engaging in it for the right purposes. Umishu ovid Hashem be'emes. And therefore, again, a person who truly serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yistapik bazeh b'muat, for lo yisratze l'kachach kesef me'urav b'sigim b'dilim, tainu avodam me'ureves b'pinios lo tovos. So a person who is a true servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to want unrefined spirituality. So what's unrefined spirituality? Just like unrefined gold and silver has impurities mixed into it, unrefined spirituality also has impurities mixed into it. The impurities mixed into spirituality are the three levels of shelo lishma that we described in yesterday's shir. Ela hazach v'atar karoi. What a true Oved Hashem wants is to have true, refined, pure spirituality. V'az yikare osem mitzvah mekim ma'amara. Sha'alav amru chachaminu zichronam levracha, kala osem mitzvah kim ma'amara, ein mevastrin oso besoros ra'os, v'chin amru zichronam levracha, asei divarim l'shem pa'alan, v'daber bahen lishman. So this concludes today's shir. And again, essentially with Ramchal, a little bit of a shorter piece today, but essentially what Ramchal is telling us is something really exceptionally profound, that the same way in a physical sense gold and silver is most beautiful, if it's purified, if the impurities are removed, spirituality is the same way. Spirituality is most beautiful when the impurities are removed. What are the impurities of spirituality? Again, the three levels of shelo lishma that we learned about in yesterday's shir. So the goal is to remove that, and I'm left with pure spirituality. But again, it's important to continue the mashal, because in the same way, if you have gold and silver that has impurities mixed in, while it's true that that gold and silver is not as valuable, but it's still valuable. It's still gold and silver. And the Ramchal says the same is true with spirituality. Spirituality with impurities mixed in may not be the highest level of spirituality, but lest we think that it's not worth anything, lest we think that therefore it has no value, of course not. There's no such thing as a spiritual act which doesn't have value in the eyes of Hashem. Meaning every single time I do something, even if I'm not doing it perfectly or as it should be done, there is still value in that act. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates any spiritual initiative that we undertake, any effort that we expend. But of course, the goal is that ultimately it should be a refined act of spirituality. Wonderful. We'll stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a lichtige Chanukah.